Hey y'all, from websites and online stores to marketing tools and analytics, Squarespace is the all-in-one platform where you can build a beautiful online presence and run your business. There are no hidden fees or price hikes, and all websites are optimized for mobile, and it is so easy to get started. You just pick out a design template and then use drag and drop tools to make it all your own. So head to squarespace.com/read to start your free trial, and when you're ready to launch, use offer code READ to save 10% off your first purchase. Let them know we sent you, and let's move on.
Hey guys, let me tell you something. You might be a little surprised, a little shocked, and a little RuPaul to know that great insurance is available for a surprisingly great rate. Just as surprisingly great as, I don't know, going into the holidays, acknowledging Thanksgiving because it also exists, and acknowledging that it's Sagittarius season, and I'm pretending as if that means something to me because it's surprisingly great. And it's surprisingly great to have the opportunity to maybe, I don't know, connect some people that you're close to, family, friends, people that you love this holiday season. And with State Farm, you can also get surprisingly great rates on your car insurance. You don't even need to have a special connection on the inside. That way, when you're riding on down to your mom and them's house with your new spouse that will surely be judged by the entire family, you at least don't have to worry about the state of the car, what would happen with it. You can get these awesome rates just for being yourself and doing your due diligence this holidays. It feels like you're getting the VIP treatment that you deserve. And State Farm's not just another insurance company. They have the coverage that meets your needs for a price that fits your wallet. We all know what we need and what we deserve. And like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. And let's start the show. Welcome back to another episode of the show, folks. I am Boutros-Ghali.
And I am Dawn Staley. This is The Read. Thanks for coming back.
It is, indeed. And thank you for being back here, winding down the year 2021 here.
Still really crazy to think about.
Wrapping it up already. I'm not mad at that.
I mean, me either, but it felt like 2020 part two, really.
Yeah, I've kind of forgot that this was 2021, to be honest with you. It's kind of all blended.
It just still feels like pandemic time. Yeah. It's like, so, right. Yeah, okay. That's gross, but accurate. So, yeah, but, you know, here we are regardless. Holidays upon us.
And, of course, as usual, we've got some Black excellence to deliver to you today. Starting with Dr. Jessica Watkins. Okay. Dr. Watkins is making history. She's the first Black woman astronaut to join NASA's space station crew. So she got a degree from Stanford, as one does.
Yeah. You know, just anybody can do.
Her undergrad. Then she got her doctorate from the University of California, where she studied landslides on Mars and Earth, it says. I didn't even know Mars had landslides because
I was about to say that same thing. Landslides. I'm like, wait, them niggas have land? What? But I guess that's what you call whatever that is over there. I don't even know what it's made of.
What else is going on up there? Who knows?
Shit. You can say anything right now. Right. It's not me. Not me.
She's worked on several NASA science lab projects, including the Mars Curiosity rover mission, and she joined NASA's astronaut corps in 2017. So last year, she became one of 18 astronauts by NASA to be representing the agency's Artemis program, which it says is a multi-billion dollar initiative to return humans to the moon's surface by 2025. And apparently, this program is going to send the first woman and the first melanated person to the moon ever. Of course, NASA has been working hard to not only be patches on designer coats and jeans, but also to be more diversified in its programs and in its initiatives. Amazing. Okay. And so on this apparent mission that will take 6 months, beginning in April, Dr. Watkins will serve as a mission specialist on SpaceX's next astronaut flight, Crew 4, it's apparently called, alongside two other NASA astronauts and an Italian astronaut. Buongiorno, Maz Gravy. And,
oh no.
Yeah, this is an amazing person that is an inspiration to Black people, to Black women, and to Black girls. And I learned a lot by way of this article, and because of them we can, like the fact that there have not been very many Black people, period, involved in NASA.
You know, not my mind is not blown by that. I feel like I know that. I saw Hidden Figures.
Well, you know, there's that. There's that. I read here of the 249 people who have boarded the space station since inception 20 years or so ago, only 7 of them have been Black. Okay, 7 of them out of literally 250.
Right.
One of them is a Navy commander and test pilot who joined in 2013, making history as the first Black crew member in an extended duration mission at the station. And before that, the other 6 Black astronauts were only visiting as part of space shuttle crews that were there for 12 days.
Oh, I don't know the significance of that, but wow. How fucking
meaning up. Like pull up, say hi, take a photo, look, we like Black people, and then you go, basically. That's what it feels like.
Oh, okay. So the rest of them are living there for like.
So now it's like, yeah, we're like literally in the minutes. We're going to space. We're gonna get pieces of moon rock or whatever.
Wow, and, they really out there building Star Trek. They really out there doing sickening. It. Okay. It is. But of course they've always done the Black people dirty. The few that they let even get that far in the first place. Of course they have. So man, I mean, and now space. Y'all finna colonize that too, ain't you? Y'all finna try.
I mean, it's already done. Ask Lil Uzi Vert. They're already purchasing planets and stars and galaxies.
Okay. Yeah, I forgot about Lil Uzi Vert and his has he closed on his planet yet?
I haven't heard.
Has it happened? No. I'm guessing no.
I haven't seen him packing any bags to move yet either. So,
but you see how you read off this young lady's credentials and training and education and everything? That's what it's supposed to take to go to space. You're not just supposed to be some rich asshole who is robbing like half the fucking planet in order
and to just wants to go for funsies.
Like, just saying. So,
slam space.
Dr. Watkins, was it?
Yes, Dr. Jessica Watkins.
Yeah, shout out to Dr. Watkins and her brilliance. I don't even think I still fully understand what it is you've done or are about to do, but I'm proud. Very proud.
What she's done is worked incredibly hard at all things astrological in space. I don't even think the astrology is the right thing. Astronomical. And meteorological.
Yep.
And spaceological.
Correct. Period. And that's what she does. She's clearly the queen of that. So go use this.
I just said that she worked and went to school to learn the zodiac signs. Basically,
you did.
I think is what I lied on.
And you can do that, actually. I'm pretty sure there are.
Well, no one expects me to know things.
So, but regardless.
All right, so let's jump into our pop culture segment, which is called Hot Tops. I wanna fuck the very best, like no one ever has. To catch nut is my real test, to take it in my ass. And I will travel across the land, my asshole open wide. These niggas have to run them bands before they come inside. So come on. I don't know. I didn't have anything else for it. Let me see. What can I come up with?
So what come do you mean on. Anything else? Are you kidding? Are you kidding?
Let me suck them balls. I know it's my destiny. Oh. You can't bring your friend unless he got them ends. So come on. I don't have, I'm finished. So you got the point. Hot Tops.
Every week. I don't know how you do this to me every week.
I don't either. I really don't know how you do it. I'm tired.
You really outdo yourself. Thanks. Get just, yeah, better and better.
That's the power of being a Beyoncé stan. You just keep thinking of better ways to improve.
Yeah, you better, you better channel the queen and let her use you.
You know,
amen. Mm-hmm.
So first up, we have a Billboard debut for Bruno Mars and the Lisley Brothers. They, Bruno Mars and Rufus premiered, debuted at number 2 on the Billboard chartums with their album An Evening with the Ohio Players from the Himalayas. Yes, indeed. So I haven't listened to Ashy and Simpson yet, but have you? I heard you said that you wanted to take a gander at what they had to offer. Did you enjoy?
Thoughts? Yes. First of all, really cannot stand you. First of all. Mm. Secondly, I did listen to An Evening with Silky Sonic, as Kia calls it, and it's not a bad album. I would even say it is a good album. But is it one that I necessarily will be replaying a whole lot? No, I don't think so. Not as of right now. And again, not because it's bad, but just because I'm not in a 70s, let me holler. Like, Bootsie Collins is all over this album. Like, I'm not in a a pimp talking to young girls kind of space in my life, I guess. Like, I don't really resonate with a lot of it, but
you know,
it is enjoyable music.
The thing about SNL is that it's over on Sunday. You know?
Okay.
It should be
right.
Just,
and so
when you're in the mood for it that night.
Exactly.
An evening.
I feel like
that evening.
I mean, and they call it An Evening with Silk Sonic, and so I definitely feel like if I was in the mood for this type of ghetto shit, then yes. But I don't see that happening more than like once a month. So.
Right.
Yeah, that's, I mean, I'm still listening to that Lil Nas X album and India's project that she just put out and
work,
the pieces
India
of
Sean.
Summer Walker's album that I saved. And because, you know, I did not keep all of that. But the ones that I did.
What is your problem with a promise ring? I mean,
is that the one with the City Girls? I can't, when I tell you, I could not fast forward through that shit quick enough. I said, oh my God, cut that off. What the fuck is that? And Adele, of course. I've been listening to Adele, so.
I haven't listened to Adele yet. I haven't listened. I have not one song except Easy, or Easy on Me, or whatever the fuck it's called.
You know what's weird is I kind of feel the same way about it as I do the Silk Sonic album. Like, it's very good. It's good. But I don't know that I'm connecting with Adele as much as I thought I would. And maybe because I'm not really in a place of, like, loss as far as niggas are concerned. And I don't have a kid, so I don't feel, you know, guilty for choosing myself. But I do, you know, the parts about going to therapy and drinking wine and, you know, moving on and growing up into yourself, that I fucks with. But a lot of it is not for me, even though it is, like, beautiful music. So, yeah.
Well, they're right up underneath Taylor Swift, who apparently has music out.
Now, that blew my mind. That really did. Number one, I said, okay, the Swifties don't fuck around. I must have forgot.
I'm not even going to.
She said she's going to re-record it and get her fucking money and them hoes sent it to
her. Oh, she did an Ashanti?
She did. She did an Ashanti. That's what that is. Yeah, I don't even think that's a new album. I don't know which one it was she re-recorded.
No, this album, it says, I'm looking at it right here. It says Red Taylor's version.
Oh, yeah.
So what you just said to me adds up. Yeah.
Right, the Taylor's version. I think she's doing it to all of her records, and so
oh, God.
I guess this is just them being
relive.
Like. I think she's gonna do it with all of them. So yeah, shout out to her fans though, because that is real fucking dedication.
Actually, you girls are welcome, because I believe I said not too long ago that I was so tired of all of these film reboots and things, and we could actually shift over to rebooting music. And here we are. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, Although I can't be mad. Like, I would want my money too, but I would not want to go on the with a nigga.
I'm not complaining. So, I don't even want to hear this shit.
I can't wait till Ashanti do it.
Right. So.
Right. Right. I'm not even going to play it and I'm not mad at it. But yeah, looking forward to a lot of y'all doing this actually and being like, fuck these niggas.
Let's talk about things that musicians shouldn't be doing. Like Wyclef lifting the CEO of Land Rover on his head at a party. Did you hear about this?
I did, and I chose to believe that the internet was bullshitting me, and so I refused to investigate any further. I just knew y'all was full of shit, I decided to move on with my day. Nope. Wow. Why is this real?
So, Jaguar Land Rover was having their Range Rover Leadership Summit at the Academy of Motion Pictures on the 15th of November. The Jaguar Land Rover North American event had speeches and product announcements, as well as special guests and entertainment provided by Haitian American singer-songwriter Wyclef Jean.
Oh, God.
Now, one of my homeboys was actually at this event, which is the only reason I even knew that it took place, because what the fuck do I care? And so I saw via his Instagram Live, Wyclef, you know, sweating and playing the drums and shit. And I was like, oh, Wyclef got booked for something that's not the Fugees tour, because we knew that, you know, that was up in the air.
Right, right.
So, you know, he said, let me go ahead. And apparently he was playing all 300 instruments that he knows how to play. And at some point, decided to lift President Joe Eberhardt.
Oh, no.
Which, let me Google how old this man is, because he looked just withered in the video that I watched.
He's probably 56.
Well, you know what?
Because you know how they act. Oof. I mean, they can't just be like, fuck it, we're out.
Presently can't seem to unveil his age on the internet. Oh, girl. Okay, honey. That's fine. You know what? I will go ahead and say what my sister said, and I will give you a solid 56, even though you look at least 80. But anyway, at some point, this man made it onto the shoulders of Wyclef, who is like parading him around at this event like a fucking baby Cocomelon Live. Like he is taking this baby to go and see Dora on Ice.
Please.
And like, for whatever reason, probably the open bar or whatever, these motherfuckers topple over and Wyclef drops this old white man on his head.
Oh my God, not on his head.
It was the funniest thing I've ever seen. I'm not crying. That man's rich. Go buy another head, bitch. I don't give a fuck.
Wait, is he okay? Is he okay? Did they have to take him to the ER? Jesus Christ.
He was visibly shaken and
that is the biggest understatement of the fucking year. Oh, you're not shit.
Yeah, he was a bit upset and apparently left early.
Oh no.
After that.
Shut up.
Just reading what it said. So Wyclef, don't do that no more. Early. Just play the things and sing this song and
you ain't shit. Nah,
she reminds
shit
me of
a
West Side Story and all that.
Oh fuck.
That's not even Wyclef.
Was it drugs? Was it alcohol? What was the reason? I need to know the motivation.
I honestly think this was giving me open bar. Maybe pregame situation. I don't know what Wyclef's tea might be, but this absolutely gave me like endless champagne and strawberries. And this nigga was just like, yes, white people still live for me. Work. And dropped this white man direct. Are you watching the clip? I scream. I don't even feel bad.
I don't know what I thought I was about to see.
Look at his face. Like, look at it. There's a thing. Like, everybody pull it up. Everyone, us all as a family, just watch it. Give you a second.
But he, I I mean, he's carrying this man around like you would a toddler. Like, he got
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's what I'm saying.
And everybody is laughing, taking videos. Oh, I don't want to. Oh, I can't watch the fall.
It's giving like Elsa just came out at the birthday party. And like. If you watch carefully, there's a moment in this white man's face where he realizes that it's gonna end badly.
It's gonna end very poorly.
And that's my favorite part.
Okay, I choose to believe everybody involved was intoxicated.
Absolutely. And you know what? Scarlett took a tumble. She's fine, I think.
Don't compare Scarlett, the icon, the innovator,
literal living legend,
to these niggas. This was just, oh, it's unfortunate that ended up on the internet, but goddamn.
Delicious.
It was just as good as you described.
I loved it. It was great.
That was, what a moment.
You know, every now and then you get something, you know?
Every now and then the internet says, you know what? Here's
something for you.
Piece of joy. And yeah, they look fine. He got right up. I thought maybe his skull was cracked.
Yeah, I'm sure he's fine. And like I said, you know, plug some money in the
you're
hole
rich,
in your
right?
skull.
Go to the doctor, get your brain scanned. I'm sure you're fine.
So Tammy Roman was invited to be a guest on The Real. Don't know why, but she looks really pretty. And she made some headlines because she was asked about having another baby, having a surrogate. I think she was planning on having a child through surrogacy with her husband. And when they brought it up on The Real, which I guess they're doing, like, I don't know if it's COVID, but the clips I've seen from The Real recently, it's just been like Garcelle and one other person.
Oh, yeah.
And it seems like they have, too. Like, no audience either. So maybe it's, like, COVID shit.
Yeah,
which,
probably. Right. Especially since old girl is pregnant.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That's right.
So.
I ain't nobody playing games. Get out. Everybody. Right. Everybody get out.
Get out. Right.
So, speaking of which, they, you know, when they brought it up, Tammy immediately... I forgot exactly what she said, but she shut it down. Like, I don't have time for it. Like, I'm not doing that. Or she said something like, we put that on pause, something like that. And she admitted that she told her husband, or that she is giving him the opportunity to take a break from their relationship. And go out, find someone to have a baby with. To go out and find a woman that he can get pregnant and have a baby with. And then after he has his baby, they can get back together is what she says. And that's her suggestion.
What?
Yeah.
So
the rest of us are trying to figure out how this would work.
Okay. Right.
Especially with niggas. And
right, because do you mean like a surrogate, or do you mean like co-parenting
as
with somebody
in else? Co-parenting, going out, finding the perfect, I don't even know what you would
baby
be looking
mama.
For, but yeah, right. Finding an ideal baby mama, getting her pregnant, having the baby, and then being like, hey, this is Deidre, I'm back. She says she would help raise the baby, but that the other parent should be involved and that they would be, you know, like one big happy family. But Tammy is at the point now where she's like, let me tell you something. Zeus is on the line and VH1 is on the line. I'm working with the girls, honey. And so what I'm not about to do, work. And so what I'm not about to do is raise no more babies. I've done it. We're finished. No shade. This gives me, there's a Golden Girls episode for this, but, another time. So She claims that he doesn't want to do it, that he shot down the idea anyway. And he's like, you know, if God has it, that I'm not supposed to be a father, or I'm not supposed to have kids of my own. Because that's the thing. He doesn't have any children. He's an only child. Mm-hmm. And she wants to give him the chance to, like, continue his legacy. That's what I say. She's like, girl.
Right. I really want niggas to.
It's not fucking Westeros. Like, all you're going to just pass on debt.
And right. You can establish a legacy without having children. You can just make your work your legacy, or whatever you do with yourself while you're here, and not, you know, dragging somebody innocent into it. But I get the sense.
You want a little motherfucker that looks like you. You see videos.
I'm gonna leave it alone.
I saw a video of my friend's baby that just turned one today, and this baby, chunky, and all he was doing in the video was just rolling around on the couch. Literally, just like all he was doing was rolling around on the couch. And it was like the joy that it was bringing him in having the ability to move his body around like that was unmatched. And I was like, this is why you do it. He's not doing shit but rolling around. And it's like he's discovering him and things like that. And it's like, at the same time, this little nigga looked just like you. That's fun. And I don't want any. I don't want any, but I get it.
But they're cute, right? You know, from a evolutionary standpoint, they have to be. Yeah. They have to be cute until they can feed themselves, and then
and talk,
they go through an ugly phase, right? Because at that point, technically, they don't need you as much. But anyway.
Even when they don't, they're still cute. Did you see Kavi?
Oh, my God. I can't. I'll mama never get over attitude. Her. Yes. What? I be tuned in for Kavi.
Oh, my gosh. She sends me. Her mama was like, you know, holding out like a little pucker for a kiss. And she like, girl, here. Ugh, go away. Like, she's so. Or was she told her to stop fake crying?
Oh, yes. She was like,
don't do it.
We don't have time. Right. Don't do it. She said it like twice.
She literally said, don't do it.
So that she could do her slides.
You cannot cry.
Gabby's like, oh, so you want me to fake it till I make it? She was like, whatever you need to do.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Oh, God. She is so funny.
Kids deserve better than this fucking shithole. Right. Anyways.
So, I mean, that was a tangent. But so then I understand it. If he doesn't want kids, then fine. But I understand the being like, you know,
he wants
it's okay
kids.
With me.
He just doesn't want them by any means necessary or by some weird unconventional.
I mean, I don't even know if it's that unconventional, really. It's just more like a deliberate way of doing a blended family. Mm-hmm. My only confusion is like, how come Tammy don't want to be part of this baby mama selection process? Like, I would think that would be pretty important.
Right.
I feel like that's a decision we should make together.
Right. You're literally talking about bringing in someone who's going to be a part of y'all's life now.
Right.
For the rest of forever.
This is your husband's child, just like you got kids.
I guess he trusts his judgment.
Big thing. You're gonna have to run your baby mama by me. Sorry. If we get the option, I'm gonna have to, this is a joint decision, but you know, I respect
FaceTime
for being open to it. Cause some men would really want that. Like that would be a deal breaker for them. The ability to be a father. So.
Yeah. And you have kids already too. You know what I mean? Like she already has two daughters, I think two. And so,
and they grown. She don't want to do it no
more.
They're
probably about to have kids too, or if they don't already. So, like, yeah, I get it. I respect it. And also, when I watched this, I was like, with the more that we're sort of like learning about human condition and our minds, and as we're sort of like progressing as people and stuff, I think the more unconventional stuff like this we're going to hear about, more stuff where people are just going to be like, look, you know, because few generations, decades ago, they would just suffer in silence and hate each other or whatever.
Yeah,
and
true.
Cheat, you know?
And cheat. Have whole other families that you didn't meet till the funeral.
Right, until the whole funeral, where everyone then fist fights.
Yep.
So, like, so now we're at a place.
We're getting better. We're getting better. It's a slow crawl, but it's getting there.
And it might feel awkward or strange, and it might not even work. But it's like now we're at a point where people just like, look, this is what I think might work for us or might work for me.
I mean,
and it don't have to work for you, bitch.
More power to them. Yeah. So, more people saying this is what works for us and we're not hurting nobody, so you can kiss my ass if you don't like it.
Not mad.
Well, because look, these niggas have not done some great job. It's not like we were born into this utopia of a society. So
yeah,
do what works for you. Shit. Fuck these niggas.
Halle Berry is unfazed by the barbs after she called Cardi B, the queen of hip hop, in promotion for the soundtrack for her new Netflix film, Bruised. If you haven't heard, this film where she plays a rough, hard, studly-ish MMA fighting shit. I really don't know. I haven't seen anything about a trailer.
Me either.
But the soundtrack for the film has an all-female rap lineup. And her. I don't think her. Her's on
is
it, too.
Is her rapping on it?
I don't know. I haven't listened
that
to
would
it
be
all
interesting,
of it.
But yeah, no, me either.
But the soundtrack is out. And yeah, I've heard only a few of the songs. But Cardi B opens. And I believe Cardi also helped executive produce the soundtrack, which is why there, you know, probably so many like legit young, right? You know what I mean? Like it's not just.
Yeah, I was impressed by the lineup actually.
Yeah.
Or the track listing that I saw, I was like, now wait a minute, I actually do need to make time to listen to that. So.
Yeah.
But I'm not surprised that the barbs heard that and decided to react. I'm not.
I mean, she wasn't like saying this at, I don't know, Funk Flex's luncheon. Like, she's literally like in a fucking pantsuit, like a glittery fucking pantsuit in front of a plastic podium with Mike. Like, she's on press for this film that she is like working as a producer on and doing all of this stuff for. And it's the first all female rap, whatever. So, of course, they're going around boasting it and all of that other shit. And they're blowing gas up all of these people's asses. Like, that's the point of press, honey. Come the fuck down. But of course, y'all get bent out of shape over every little motherfucking thing. Anyways, she appeared on Jimmy Kimmel's show to once again promote this film and the soundtrack, whatever. He asked her about it and she basically said, well, he said, you know, are you gonna beat up the barbs, something to that effect. She said no. And she said that she does still feel the way that she did about what she said, and she said, here's the thing, there's room for more than one queen. Nikki's a queen in her own right, her is a queen, all of these ladies to mere queens. There can always be more than one. Duh, we've been said this. There isn't even one queen on the planet. Like, actual queens. Like, actual royalty. Right. Like, people that are... like, there isn't just one.
Right. So, you can just let people have their little fave moments in the moment. Especially considering, like, Cardi is also somebody that she certainly worked with or was associated with because of this movie. Like, y'all could just have let that be the innocent just comment that it was. But you had to make it into something. I saw somebody talking about how Halle Berry don't know nothing about hip hop. And I was like, no, I'm not saying Halle Berry, you know, could have been the host of Rap City or something. Like, I'm not saying Halle Berry is like the hip hop connoisseur of the world or anything. But ain't that woman been featured in like 60 different songs? Ain't her name all over?
I want you to shut up.
Didn't somebody just ask her a few months ago about which song that mentions her was her favorite? And she was like, they're all my babies. I love them all for different. Like, it's a little crazy to act like Halle Berry was out here pulling a Tamara or something. Like, you could slow down. Feel how you want to feel, but don't just pull shit out your ass. Now y'all sound crazy.
And honestly,
kids.
I'm not even going to get into it. Like, a lot of y'all, first of all, can't even spell hip hop. Second of all, don't even really have any understanding of how it works. Like, or like, you think that you know, but you have no idea.
You have no idea.
This
and
is
you don't know where that came from either.
You haven't shit fucked up.
You haven't Halle Berry fucked up. Like, everybody calm down. Go read something.
Speaking of Nicki Minaj, apparently Gorilla Glue Girl has a new song out. Tessica Brown released her first ever single, Maher, to streaming services over the weekend, and apparently told us intentionally that her team reached out to Nicki Minaj to be on the song, and she was ignored promptly, swiftly, and disrespectfully. Now, I listened to a snippet of the song, and I'm pretty, you know, I think that I'm like fair, and I try to call things for what they are. I don't.
You can just say it. You can just say it.
It's fine for what it is, which is like a random woman that did one of the dumbest things that you could possibly do, trying to capitalize off of it by making a rap song that sounds like it was recorded into a Bop It. Like, it sounds like she used a Frigidaire ice maker to record this song.
Yeah.
Probably it's another reason good. Nicki Minaj would not be involved.
It's not good. I don't even know why she chose to tell us that they sent it to Nicki, because why would Nicki jump on this?
Why?
Like, I actually would have considered that a sign of disrespect.
This is
like, not only you sent it, but you legitimately thought you deserved a response to this. Like, who you think I am?
Like, nah, you can't even claim to have been in conversation with this woman, because no one spoke to you. She probably doesn't even know, man, that she was reached out to, because the powers that be laughed.
Why would it even reach her? Right.
Anyway.
So, I wanted it to be good. I really did. But
this is probably, like, I think fun when she goes down to the local lesbian 40-year-old pool hall.
Yeah, where, that'll be festive.
You know, they've got barbecue and buffalo wings, as well as tall beers and stuff.
Yeah.
I feel like that's probably, you know, a fun thing where you would listen to that between, like, you know, Before I Let Go and, I don't know, Kaya or something.
Yeah, she might be able to play the clubs around New Orleans. Go up to Baton Rouge for the weekend and do a couple shows. Yeah. I wouldn't be mad at that. I would not be mad at that. But, you know, I mean, good for her. Get your money. White people find a way to make money off the dumbest shit all the time. So
I'm not mad at this at all.
Yeah, get money. But I'm not going to say that I liked it.
If there's one thing that I have always been entertained in and will always be entertained in, it's random ratchet meme rap songs that sound like they were recorded into a rap brush.
That is you. It's pretty typical of your personality, your likes, your interests, it's your passions. You.
It also,
is you. It's very Miami Bird of you.
The Nicki Minaj portion of the Potomac reunion is out or coming soon. I just saw a clip of
it. Yeah, they teased it. She came out at the very end of last night's episode. And it was just like, instantly I'm distracted because I can see the outline of these gray contacts. But
ouch.
She, you know, they just showed us a couple of clips of her. Of course, all the girls first. Yes. And all the girls were like gagging when she came out. Like,
oh, because they didn't know.
Standing ovation. I don't think they knew if she was gonna.
We knew when that. So. Yeah.
Right. So. Mm-hmm. Or right. Maybe they were told that. I don't know. But
I mean, yeah, it was like up in the air. But maybe they didn't know.
We see. Yeah. No. We're gonna see, I guess, on this next episode where she like asked Ashley about just needing a storyline and being up Giselle's ass for that, and something about Robin. I don't know, child.
I didn't watch this season of the show, so I don't know anything about it. And I haven't watched any of the reunion either, so I don't know anything about that. And yeah. I'll probably watch Nicki's portion of it when it comes out, just to watch Nicki Minaj host a Real Housewives reunion. I don't care that I will be lost. I don't think that matters. But from what I've seen so far, it does look like it will be entertaining and possibly distract some people from the fact that her husband accused that woman of being a willing participant in her own rape.
What? I clearly missed something.
So, what else do we have in the hot tops this week? Oh! Drizzy and Ye. Back again.
Who? Oh, Drake. I was like, who the fuck is Drizzy? I thought you were saying Dreezy. I was like, oh, really?
I wish I was saying Dreezy.
Okay. Anyway. Oh, Drake. Yeah, he probably feeling real sick these days. I think he got tacked onto that Travis Scott lawsuit.
Oh, yeah. Mama, Travis is being sued for $2 billion.
Listen. I saw a tweet that said, Stormy gonna have to go to public school.
Okay. I hate you all. You disgust me as people.
I'm sorry, that was funny. Oh, okay.
Alrighty. So Aubrey had a little dinner at his home in Toronto. I'm sorry that I said that, guys, from Toronto. You know that I just shorten things and I don't.
You immediately felt regret for that. It was instantaneous. Your whole face was like, what did I do?
It wasn't okay.
Felt wrong as soon as you said it. Uh-huh. Yeah,
shouldn't have done
that. Yep. They forgive you. I'm sure they do.
So they were riding around the six with their woes. That's way worse. It's
like, you dead set on offending these people. They money smell like syrup. Don't do them like this.
Oh, yeah, it does kind of, doesn't it?
And that's just a cute little thing that they do.
They've got great snacks, too.
Maple-scented money. Yeah, it's a fun place.
Mm-hmm. It's
pretty
nice.
Racist like America, but fun.
I mean, yeah. I mean, it's got white people, doesn't it?
So. I mean, I challenge you to find. Right. Anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway, what happened in Canada?
So, he had a dinner. And Jay Prince was there, founder of Rap-A-Lot and constant nigga beef mediator.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever rap beefs become an infinity war, Jay Prince puts on the gauntlet and emerges from his fucking bubble bath or whatever rich shit he does and makes peace.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
That actually explains a lot for me. Thank you.
This, although it was what I would say the most fucking junior high lunchroom ass, like this whole shit was so fucking junior varsity football, like,
I'm glad
it's over just so it can be over, if it even is. Also, shout out to Kanye for allowing me to feel connected to this moment and the fact that he doesn't seem to have any eyebrows. So it felt kind of like I was watching Drag Race. I was kind of expecting for him to start like baking in a setting powder or drawing in the brows like an arch.
I can't understand you.
And then working on the maxi challenge, but unfortunately, we didn't get to that part of the evening. But yeah, they had Din Din, and then they hung out with Dave Chappelle, and they were niggas, and they drank and took photographs and visual videos, and now they've got a joint benefit concert planned at LA's Coliseum on December 9th. It is a free Larry Hoover benefit concert. Larry Hoover being a famed Chicago gangster and founder of Major Crime Family and legendary badass, one of the people that Rick Ross once felt like. Along with Big Meech, I believe.
Wow.
And he was with New York. Hallelujah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I do know the name. I do.
Yeah.
Why would we need to free Larry Hoover?
For fun. I don't know. I don't know anything about I really don't, so I can't even.
But I really thought that you were going to say a benefit for like needy people.
Yeah, sickle like, cell anemia or something.
I mean, literally anything. Any charity. But No. Okay.
I think that Kanye is connected to his family. I feel like Larry Hoover's son or something appeared on his album is what I read. Of course, I didn't listen to it, so I don't know. But that's probably where that connection came from. And then also, you know, niggas and rap and gangsta shit. So,
I mean...
But again, I don't know anything about his case. Maybe he's never done anything. Maybe he's guilty.
I really don't think so. I mean, I'm pretty sure the punishment, I won't say met the crime because I can't judge that man's life like that, but I don't think he was just somebody innocent who took the fall for the niggas who really did all this shit, because it's a lot of shit that this nigga was accused of having done. So I also did not listen to whatever album Larry Hoover Jr. is on, so... All my business on that. I just can't believe that, like, in a time where people are having real problems and are, like, actually broke and facing eviction and here come the holidays and it's a fucking pandemic still going on, that these niggas thought a benefit for some 70-year-old nigga who, like, was a murderer. Like, this is what y'all thought was the best use of your time and energy? Really?
Yeah, why not?
No, niggas are so boring and stupid. This is stupid. We didn't even really care. Who was even that invested in y'all arguing in the first place? Like, we didn't even really give a shit.
Everyone who has them Yeezy shoes that look like the Magic Conch.
I hate them. I hate them so much. Them shoes look like, no.
So ugly. Like germs.
It's like.
They look like
yes,
bacteria.
Yes, it's my imagination's version of like some clump of bacteria germ thing. And I just want to Clorox it. Every time I see them, I just want to spray something at them shoes. Like it looks like something to be wiped away. Like so the fact that y'all buy them and wear them.
The helm of the Titanic right now.
And y'all done made ripoffs of them. Like you can get fake versions of shoes this ugly. And it's just like, what the? What part of the timeline is this? Like, this is already not where I belong, but y'all just could have taken all this energy and put it towards a real thing, like a real cause that needed to be progressed or solved. Like, niggas are just so frustrating because this is useless. They're not letting Larry Hoover out.
You never know.
They're not.
With the power of Drake and Kanye West and combined...
Oh, is Kim gonna go to the White House and campaign for Larry Hoover?
Come on, man. She got a better chance of getting a nigga out than they do.
Like, do something. Like, they're, again, real issues in the world, but okay. I don't really care about neither one of them niggas, to be completely honest. And the more I talk about this, the more I realize that. I never even listened to Certified Lover Boy.
I did listen to that one. I forgot what it was called.
I think I'm checked out on both of them.
Mm-hmm.
So. Well, give me another nice for what, and maybe I'll care again. I just, you know, I don't dislike him, but eh. And this is super eh.
Fair enough. Last but not least, the American Music Awards apparently happened. And some people had some questions for some of the categories. Namely, the R&B category, which apparently still stands for Rhythm and Blues. Figure they may have changed it at some point recently, but that's not the case. Let's talk winners. Favorite male R&B artist goes to The Weeknd, who was nominated alongside Chris Brown, Giveon, Tank, and Usher. Favorite female R&B artist goes to Doja Cat, who's nominated alongside her, Jasmine Sullivan, SZA, and Janae Aiko. Favorite R&B album also goes to Doja Cat, nominated alongside Giveon, Sullivan, and Queen Naija. So
there's no way.
I want to say
how.
First of all, I'll say that the American Music Awards have been invited to suck my dick since 2009.
Oh, yeah. And they know what they
did. If you don't know how or you don't know why, you can ask a friend who has been along for the ride.
They know what they did.
I'm not even going to rehash it. I've talked about that white woman already this episode, so we're not even going to do it again. But the AMAs know what they did.
They do. And they still need to apologize for their shit.
They still need to offer and issue an apology. And, and donate to the nonprofit of the estate's choice. That's what the fuck I say.
I agree.
But either way, I have known for quite some time that the AMAs are just white-ass tone-deaf garbage. And so this doesn't really come as a surprise to me, but some people were offended. Now, I don't want to shit on Doja Cat too hard here because I feel that she is talented. Yes, she's a strange bird. Yes, she showed feet in the chat or whatever Nori said.
In the racial chat.
But she's very talented. She seems to work incredibly hard. I think that her music's nice. So great. But I think that she also, especially like her albums, kind of lean more to an eclectic pop mixture of things. Yes. It's not to say that she's never done anything R&B-esque. It's not to say that she's never made an R&B song. But alongside fucking Jasmine Sullivan and SZA and her and Janae.
Please be serious.
I'm just confused.
I mean, and at her core, Doja is a rap artist. And that is just period.
And that's fine.
That is not up for debate. I already felt like The Weeknd was a stretch. Because I feel like that nigga is pretty squarely pop. But I was gonna know something
I've noticed? I enjoy more of his music now that he's just leaning into being a pop star. And like just, he's gotten out of the weird, I eat Oreos underneath my bed because I'm sad type. Like,
okay.
Something about whatever the tone of and production of the shit he's been doing lately, for me, it just fits his voice better. But again, yes, alongside some of the people he's nominated with, I'm confused. It's just like, I feel like the people who choose these things are like in the middle of, you know, Peloton class or Pilates, and then they go to fucking something. Starbucks and like don't know anything about anything.
Right. Because either y'all don't know what these words mean, or this is just a put the assorted coloreds over there category. Because even though I was going to try to let y'all make it with The Weeknd, putting Doja Cat in with actual vocalists, like R&B singers, people who put out R&B records, and that's all they do because they're R&B artists. Like,
that's what they do. That's what they do.
That's who they are, right. And I get, like, maybe y'all didn't want to waste the nomination by putting her in the rap category because you was going to give it to Cardi because Cardi was the host, but this is so stupid and don't make no sense. They were like, we have to give her something, but we can't put her in the rap category because that one is Cardi's. I'm assuming Cardi won whatever.
Yes, she won.
Rap thing.
Favorite hip hop song.
There you go. So.
But she didn't even win hip hop artist. Megan did. And Doja's not even nominated for that.
See, it's not making sense. So then what? Did y'all have to give that one to Megan? What's going on?
I don't understand.
But like, why would Doja not be nominated for that, but would be nominated in fucking R&B?
Okay, though, you know what? A lot of these award shows can kiss my ass. As I've gotten older, the sort of like allure of these things has gone away and you see it for what it is. I hope that at the very least, like young people still find this stuff really fun and they get invested and they're not just like, oh yeah, no, all of this shit is whack. Like, I hope that they at least got what I felt like I got when I was a teen and we watched these award shows and it was like a moment and you went back to school and talked about the performances and stuff like that. Cause award shows used to be fun. Now I was just like, bitch, I don't give a fuck about this and all you hoes are liars and all of this is politics. Right.
Well, there is that. Plus, most of the music I don't listen to no more.
Yeah, especially when you right out get of to it. These. Right.
Right. But I think part of it is just I'm old, so it's entertaining, but I am not invested like I was, you know, 15 years ago. Right. It's a good thing that I'm not like standing during award shows all night anymore. But yeah, it's okay to just be like, you know, take it for what it is, enjoy the good of it, and move right on. Because I'm sure the kids still care a lot.
To that I say, congratulations to all of these people. The AMAs can honestly kiss every black ass as far as I'm concerned. But ladies, you did great. Your music's awesome. And you deserve.
Oh yeah, go girls. Go black girls.
Shout out to y'all. Oh, and also, Bruno Mars in the Five Sonics one favorite R&B song. So you got that one too. Oh. That's it for Hot Tops this week. We're going to take a break and we're going to come back and read your letters.
Hey, y'all. This week's episode of The Read is brought to you by McDonald's, proudly serving communities since 1965. Win or lose, every Little League team still ends up at McDonald's after the game because you either have to have your big celebration meal together or y'all just need to sit around and cry into your little cheeseburgers and cheer each other up with good times. And you end up feeling like you won no matter what when you look around at that table and see the faces of the people you love the most. You can always depend on McDonald's Wi-Fi when you need it. I know I'm not the only one who snuck up to McDonald's to use the Wi-Fi when it was not working in my house, which was like every other day. And of course, everybody's been to a McDonald's birthday party at some point in their life. My fifth birthday was at McDonald's. My mama still got the pictures in that photo album, them Polaroids, and, you know, something that I cherish to this day. And we all know McDonald's is the pit stop destination you can always rely on during road trips. You just look for that McDonald's sign at the next exit. And if you're driving up on a Thursday evening and it's super busy, it might just be your meemaw and your aunties down there having their bingo night, playing their card games. You never know. It's a place for the community to come and gather, have a good time. It's McDonald's. I'm loving it. All right, let's get back to the show.
We are back. And now it's time for your listening letter.
Yes, it is. Send your letters to asktheread@gmail.com. We may just read them aloud on the show. Where do we start?
Where indeed?
I will start with...
starting where we start.
I just... Okay. You know, I'm going to start with Kylie. Kylie says, no relation to Travis. Okay. Because this Kylie has a job. And she says, I've been working for this company for almost 5 years now. And once the Black Lives Matter movement started, the company rolled out a diversity and inclusion survey that was mandatory for all employees to take. I thought the survey and training was some bullshit because it was an overarching training on all things diversity and inclusion and had nothing to do with the climate at the time or any specific way or any specification on the way Black people are unfairly treated. When I brought this up to my Puerto Rican manager, she said, well, I'm a minority too, and I thought the training was good, and said that it's not supposed to be just about Black people, but about everybody. Another manager stepped in because I was getting mad and about to cuss this bitch out and said that I have the right to be upset right now and that she stands by me. That was a while ago. So fast forward to now, I'm working directly under this other manager once again, and shit is hitting the fan because of how much I dislike this bitch. My job is telling me to let go of the grudges because it doesn't help anything or anyone around me, and I need to mend this relationship with her, and I feel like they have got to be fucking kidding me. Am I out of line by thinking how fucking dare you ask me to let go of this grudge? I've been working for this company for years, and problematic shit like this presents itself and makes me rethink all my time I've put in here. You got me absolutely fucked up if you think I'm going to excuse what she said. I already don't fucking like her, so why would I show her any compassion? I got written up for cussing her out the other day. Am I overreacting? What would y'all do? Thanks, Kylie.
I mean, here's the thing for me. I don't know if you're overreacting, but at the end of the day, it's a job, or it cannot be your job, you know? So people know how you feel at this point. It sounds like you have other people who support how you feel, or did at least up to a point, which is a lot more than a lot of motherfuckers who are working with racists can say. And I think that you're going to have to decide to, I think you're going to have to make a decision on how much it is that you can take, how much you can put up with, and whether or not you are capable of coexisting and working together in a capacity that is not going to cause you to lose your job or, you know, get scolded or pulled aside or whatever the fuck. So while I empathize, understand, I get it when it comes to whatever the fuck she thought it was she was talking about and having to get her together. there are so many people in positions like this who have to just kind of contest with the fact that you have to make money. And so you have to decide if this is something that you can put to the side and, you know, work and get the job done and hopefully maybe lean on the people who do support you in times where she's really fucking pushing it and grinding your damn nerves. Or is it something that you are not really going to be able to look past? You feel like you might punch her in her fucking nasal bridge at some point. And if that's the case, then come up with a plan to exit if you can. But you can't go to work every day prepared to cuss anybody out. That's just not, it helps nobody. I get it, but.
Fully understand. Because how many times have I wanted to cuss out a coworker or a manager of some kind?
So many times.
Like probably on a weekly basis. So I agree fully. Like, I think if this is going to piss you off so bad that you like can't help yourself from cussing this woman out or wanting to fight her, then you need to look for another job. But I would say you probably just need to find a way to manage your big feelings about this in a way that doesn't put your job at risk. I think that would be easier than trying to find another job, especially if you have seniority here or you're making a certain amount of money, you have benefits you don't really want to give up or whatever else. I would say utilize your group chat more when she pisses you off. Say something to your friends. Be like, I swear to God, if I could slap this bitch, if it was just one free day to slap a bitch, I would wake up at 12:01 a.m. and commence to smacking the shit out of her, and I would not stop until the clock struck midnight. Like, you can let it out without directing it at her, because that's going to turn into an issue for you. Like,
right.
That's if you feel like this is not worth leaving your job for, which I think it isn't, because you probably would have started looking for something else by now if that was the case. Like, they are telling you, you need to let go of this grudge you have because it's not helping anything. So nobody's saying you have to be up her ass and pretending to be her best friend, but you definitely can't just be snapping off and cussing this woman out because you don't like her. Like, they've made that clear that they wrote you up. So I would say don't fuck around and lose your job over something when you could just find other ways to direct your anger. And good luck to you, because I can only imagine how irritating that must be. But
yeah,
I mean, girl, is it worth all this, though? Is it worth, like, you don't want to be on when keeping it real goes wrong.
I mean, there have to be.
It's not, it's annoying, but it's not that bad.
There would be countless forums of people, for people.
Yeah.
Who are working with someone who has tried it, or who is racist, or who is racially insensitive, whatever, because it's just so common. But it's just not healthy. It's not helpful to constantly go in there with that energy on your back. It's not good for you or anybody surrounding. So yeah, I agree. You got to figure out outlets for that energy that can allow you to just get through work. But yeah.
Yeah. Best of luck to you, though. Let us know how it goes. Our next letter comes from Pam, who says, I broke up with my boyfriend after 3 years of dating because I was being wildly disrespected, and then I would start acting crazy, and then he would get mad at me for my reaction to his disrespect in the first place. So I finally cut it off. We tried again a few weeks after I moved out to see if we could make it work since we weren't living together, but that was a fail. I need accountability in order for there to be forgiveness.
Okay. Work.
I know I'm not over him because it's only been 3 months and I still want to cry when I think about how good we could have been versus how we ended up. Nevertheless, I decided to block him, which has been really helpful in the getting over it process. The problem now is that his female friend and I became cool while he and I were dating, and she's been coming to town every other weekend and wanting to hang out.
But
the first time she came, I told her that Bae and I broke up, so I needed some space for a while, and she Bae was okay with it.
You didn't have to say that. You could have just, you didn't have to say that to us. Bae and I, you could have literally, that nigga, you could have called him anything else. I'm sorry.
Then she came again, and I thought that I was in a place to hang out with her and not get in my feelings about him. But as soon as she left, I realized I would not be friends with her if it weren't for him. and being around her keeps bringing up unwanted sentimental emotions. She's a nice girl or whatever, but we don't have a lot in common. And I would simply rather do other things or even just be alone than hang out with her, which brings me to my question. Is it valid to ghost friends that you met through an ex? I'm fully prepared to do it, but I can't decide if I should feel bad about it or if there's a better way to handle the situation. Thanks for your help. I've been listening for years. Peace, Pam.
Casper. all of Ebenezer Scrooge's niggas.
Don't do this. Don't do this.
When I'm telling you that you can get missing, I don't know why the fuck y'all make friends with the motherfuckers that with your significant other's friends in the first place. Let me tell you what There's I will that. Give to you. A dap. Okay? Yeah. That is what I will give to you when we bump heads, when we run into each other. I will dap you. I will, you know, get through whatever small talk. I will joke and laugh and kiki. We do not need to, at best, you have my contact information for emergencies. Okay? This nigga has fallen out somewhere or I'm, you know, stuck on a railroad track. I don't know. Whatever. Someone needs to contact this motherfucker because, you know, hell, 911,
Right.
Other than that, for what? We don't need to brunch. We don't need to hang out. I don't need to talk to you. Oh, and also, you know, if you get to that stage in your relationship where you, surprise each other or, buy gifts and it's like, oh, what?
Yeah, hitting you up about your friend, what they like or whatever.
And you can do that through Facebook or something. Bitch, leave me. I do not need to be your friend and you don't need to be mine. That's why I have friends. And that's why he has friends. That's why you have, I have my, you have your. So if and when this is over, it was so nice to meet you.
Yeah.
And I wish you
your day.
All the best in the world.
Yeah.
See you around.
Let that be that. Yeah, I've learned my lesson.
I don't know why the fuck y'all want to be friends with these motherfuckers, but you better get some friends of your own.
No, we won't be friends until you propose to my friend. That's when I will consider, you know, making you a permanent part of my life when she decides to keep you around or they. No, once you get engaged. No, don't do that. Once you get engaged,
I will be warmer to you. I'll be kinder to you. You know what I mean? I'll treat you as if you're not going anywhere. Even though you
might. Yeah. I mean, so, it depends on the friend. Some friends cycle through so many niggas, I don't even bother learning the names. Child, whoever you are. Who are you? Flavor of the month.
And let me say something. Don't be mad at me, bitch. It's not my motherfucking fault.
I said it because you're the sixth of you this year. That's why I said it. I'm not wrong. I'll be here next month. This nigga won't look to your left and your right. Because one of us not going to be here next month. And bitch, it's not me.
It's not going to be me, so I don't know. what do you want from me?
Right. So, I try not to hurt people's feelings.
And this is why my friends just don't introduce me to their lovers.
I don't introduce the people I'm dating until it is oh man. Yeah. I try to not.
I have another girl that goes around.
I try to
Because I'm Sophia. It's just Sophia walks into the room and everyone is like, oh no, we didn't know that he was gonna be here. When Rose was dating a little person in the, I think it was season one.
Oh, I remember
this. She was dating the doctor who ended up being a little person and they had their whatever jokes with it. And of course they talked to him and he's awesome. He's a regular guy or whatever. And then Sophie came home and they didn't know she was going to be.
Right. Then,
Rose came back into the room with this man. And they were like, oh my God, Sophie. They all freaked out. Because they were
Because they knew.
What is this
right. Because they knew.
And she didn't even say anything rude. She was completely
right.
Respectful.
It was y'all being terrible, actually. But
that's
yeah.
me. That's I can me see with that. My friends and whoever they date. Oh, God. We didn't even invite him. How did he get here?
No, you're right, always invited. It's fine, just, are you going to show up? Because that is a different question.
Wow. I was actually joking about the not invited part.
I said you're always invited. You just don't show up.
Right. So for you to put me on blast like that is really unnecessary.
No, because you was putting it on us like we don't invite you. Like, no, that's not it.
That part was a joke, bitch. Like, I don't understand what you're not understanding. Like, that was the bit, but you put me on blast. Anyway. I would say... I mean, maybe don't ghost. Ghosting someone, regardless, is not nice. I don't think that there's anything wrong with saying to this person, like, look, I'm not with this person anymore. I don't have any plans on being with this person anymore.
Yeah.
But us hanging out for me is hard because these are my feelings. I hope you can respect that. If they can't, that's their motherfucking fault. That's their own motherfucking problem. And it's kind of weird. Right. And I think it still permits you to do whatever the fuck you want to do. So I say, you know, if you guys, you kind of started this like, oh, you know, we became friends, but then you were also like, I don't really care about this bitch. We don't really have that much in common. Like, so it's like, I'm not really sure how necessary it feels to say something to her at all. But, it sounds like if you actually really were, cool that this person should understand and respect that, and allow you to go on about your business and move on with your life. But if not, then tough.
Tough kitty paws, because you are more than allowed to keep your peace. I agree that she should understand, and that even if you send the text like just like he said it, that's fine. Just because I think adults should send a text, it doesn't mean that you have to respond if she decides to respond. It doesn't mean you ever have to answer the phone. You could actually send the text and then block her number if you really wanted to, if you felt that strongly about it, or block her on social or whatever else. And no, you don't have to send it, but I would, just so she knows, like, actually, I can't be around nobody that reminds me of that nigga because my feelings are real delicate. And so, you know. Hope you get it, and TTYL, and let that be that. You know, I don't know if the kids are actually saying that to each other.
TTYL.
Whatever you got to do to protect your peace. Whatever you got to do to protect your peace, I say do that shit. All right. That's going to wrap up the letters this week. Send yours to asktheread@gmail.com. We're going to take another quick break and be right back.
Hey guys, this week's episode is being brought to you by Ritual. Gaps in our diet should not be ignored. Over 90%, 97% of women aged 19 to 50 are not getting enough vitamin D from their diet, and 95% are not getting their recommended daily intake of key omega-3s. Let me tell you something. That vitamin D, you need it, honey. And I'm not just talking about the extra fun kind. Okay. Ritual is essential for women. 18 plus multivitamin was formulated by exhaustive research to help fill nutrient gaps in the diets of women ages 18 plus. It's formulated with nutrients to help support brain health, bone health, blood health, and provide antioxidant support. But Ritual did not stop there. They invested in a gold standard university-led clinical trial to prove the impact of Essential for Women 18 Plus multivitamin. The results? Essential for Women 18 Plus was shown to increase vitamin D levels by 43% and omega-3 DHA levels by 41% in 12 weeks. The clinical study was published in leading scientific journal Frontiers in Nutrition. It's committed to third-party testing from USP and the Non-GMO Project. Okay, so Ritual personally is something that I'm super into as someone who is, you know, in his mid-30s now and finding it harder to get down into a Megan Thee Stallion-like position without knees cracking or a loss of balance. And that is something that's important to me. I got to get on my multivitamin game. And ladies, gentlemen, non-binary gods, this is your time as well. Right now, Ritual is offering our listeners 10% of your first 3 months. Okay? 10% off. Visit ritual.com/thread and turn healthy habits into a ritual. That's 10% off at ritual.com/thread. Go get you some vitamins, and let's get back to the show. Alrighty, guys. That's it. It's time for the read.
It is. Do you want me to go first? Or?
Yes, indeed.
Okay, well, I'm going to pass my read this week.
Oh, look at that.
Pass the read like we used to.
Yes, I know, festive. We've got a theme going on here, but I fell in love with this email from Jay Lore, who says, yes, it's like Taylor with a J. My mama thought she was doing something.
And
it reads, my name is Jaylore, and I'm a gay black male collegiate athlete who is done with all the bullshit the straights have put me and my fellow gay male athletes through.
Her name is Jaylore.
Me being gay does not automatically make me weaker than you, you toad face, crisscross teeth ass fuck face.
Wait a minute. Nigga. Wouldn't it be Jaylore?
Isn't that what I said? Jaylore?
They said Jaylore, like J-Lo with O-R.
Oh. My bad. Jaylore. Jaylore, Jaylore. I feel like it's the same thing, but okay. Back to Jaylore. My sexuality has nothing to do with my ability to compete at an elite level, as evidenced by the fact that I am the one receiving full scholarship, while you, Davion, are the walk-on that had to beg the coach to let you on the team. Work. So I suggest you pipe the fuck down and worry about figuring out how the fuck your stupid ass is going to find the money to pay for school, since you probably couldn't spell it if you saw it twice in a sentence, and you for damn sure can't fucking count, so I don't know what the fuck your illiterate ass is going to do. Get the narrative that gay men are weaker and less athletic than their straight counterparts is rooted in misogyny and a hatred of femininity, and is antiquated as all fuck.
Preach!
Although you straight niggas can't see past your wildly misplaced ego, just because I am gay does not mean that I want your dusty, sharp toenailed ass.
So
tired of niggas like you, Davion, acting like just because you simply exist in my presence that I want your dick to high five the back of my throat like the Wayans Brothers intro. Nigga, I wouldn't let you fuck me with Jonathan Majors' dick attached to a 25-foot pole, you Shrek-looking, ogre-faced, ashy-ass bitch. Who the fuck do you think you are? And then for you to turn around and complain to the coach that I make you uncomfortable because you seem to think that I'm worried about your looking at your little-ass dick and butt as we work out at track practice, I'm gonna dropkick you in your fucking solar plexus, nigga. What's really tea and the reason why straight male athletes be getting so uncomfortable around gay male athletes is because they're afraid that the gay athletes will oogle and stare at their bodies the same way they do women. Y'all ain't fucking slick.
Yep.
This shit here is why gay athletes aren't out or visible in the media, and it's a fucking vicious cycle that you straight bitches keep perpetuating. Y'all wonder why you don't see gay athletes, but you do everything in your power to make the lives of athletes who have the courage to come out a living, breathing hell. If you straight niggas who idolize these NBA and NFL players knew just how many of them was grabbing their ankles, doing the bending, or trying to be the next best cop since Raheem Shabazz, y'all would be fucking sick to y'all's stomach. Can't stand you niggas. Leave gay male athletes the fuck alone and stop acting like our sexuality has anything to do with our ability to compete or perform at a high level. It's a stupid and unfounded ass belief that y'all work ceaselessly to uphold. You hammerhead shark looking ass straight niggas need to shut the fuck up and let gay athletes play their fucking sports. The world record holder in the men's 110 meter hurdles is a gay black man, Aries Merritt. So put some fucking respect on us and close that big ass mouth to cover up them candy corn colored ass teeth and that white ass tongue, Davion. Why come your mouth still celebrating Halloween, nigga? You a musty, dusty, crusty ass bitch. And if you feel so strongly about it, come time for practice on Wednesday, we can most certainly fight about it, ho. I'll show you exactly what the fuck it's like to get curb stopped by a faggot. I truly can't stand you straight niggas. Go directly to hell, Isaiah. Whew. That's it. Isaiah said what needed to be said. And he made it plain come Wednesday. Davion, if you got smoke for Jaylor, he got some right back for you. Fuck around and find out if you want.
I believe that what Jaylor's saying is that if it is up, it is also stuck. So bring it.
Gotta be. Amen.
Preach.
Absolutely beautiful.
Preach. I don't know why I'm up for, like, honestly, y'all forget that gay men are still men. And it doesn't, sexuality doesn't have anything to do with recreational interests. It has nothing to do with your biological makeup. It has nothing to do with your ability in athletics or fitness.
Right.
Or anything like that. And also, even those of us who are not, you know, super athletes or, you know, Olympic or whatever, have just had to spend so much time fighting that, honestly, we want for one of y'all to run up. Because if there's anything that
I want you to try
do,
it,
it is drag your motherfucking ass from A to Z. So, what do you want to do with your time today? And also, I love that Jailer let you know that, bitch, ain't nobody looking at you or that scrote, bitch.
Not that scrote.
Okay. Calm now, yes, down. there are many of us that are lost up in the, you know, straight boy fantasy, and the DL locker room,
I'm sure,
braided raw scene OnlyFans team. But there are so much fucking dick out here that just wants ass, like gay sex. There are so many butt cheeks out here that are looking for love on Grindr.
Yep, they are. They out there.
Ain't nobody stunning you, bitch.
Especially now
but
when
you're so conditioned.
Yikes. That was crazy. Ooh, that was brutal.
That was on my favorites.
Thank you, Jailer, for that email.
Okay. I will, I have two things. Firstly, I wanted to mention the killing of rapper Young Dolph, who is from Memphis, who he was gunned down in his hometown this past week. And I mean, as someone who is a fan of like rap shit and, you know, nigginess and hip hop music, and I love drill even and shit like that.
You are.
I feel it feels weird to be like, oh, what are we doing and all this stuff, and I like this stuff, but it's like, it's art. It's like music. I don't know that I would call every rapper an artiste particularly, but rap music is it's an art form. And so I don't think that I need to feel too conflicted and just being like, what the fuck? Like, I don't understand. Where is, come on now. What are we doing? This person didn't even apparently have any reason to think that they would be targeted in a shooting for any reason. He literally was just at his favorite cookie place going to support a local business, had plans to do, you know, like drives, community stuff for Thanksgiving and stuff in his hometown, now dead because I guess some niggas decided to pull up and just shoot him for what? I'm still not sure. So I don't know what we're doing. I don't know what we're doing, but I would really, we need to do better. Come on, folks. Like, there are way too many young black people who are finding successes and changing the lives of the people closest to them and stuff like that. And then just they go back home or they go do whatever. And then, boop, they're gone because of nothing. And it's ridiculous. So don't know what needs to be done right now. I haven't done too much meditating on what it all means. But I hope we can start to do better because this kind of shit is ridiculous and it should stop. That said, I'm also going to pass a read this week. And I am passing my read. I feel like I can say your name, but I'm not going to. I'm going to call you Dee Dee. Close enough.
Dee Dee.
And Dee Dee's subject line says, pregnant and pissed. So you know I clicked. It says, this read is to my genius math-infused neighbor that thought it was a good idea to be a mechanic at 1:31 in the damn morning. Here I am finally thinking I'm going to get some sleep after being sick every day for my entire first trimester. But you had a terror on, you had terror on your mind, didn't you? You thought it was smart to jump a battery in a 1990 Land Rover by using an ice cream truck from 1980 goddamn three. Sounding like the entire NASCAR outside of my window. That shit is unbelievably loud. I'm already on my wedge pillow for my acid reflux and a heating pad on my back for a muscle I pulled trying to put on a fucking bra. Then here you go deciding to wake me up at 1:31. Even if it was an emergency, which I know it's not since this car has been parked for months, you had to have unnecessary laughter and conversation in between car revving sounds. Plus, I have to pee, but if I get up, I'll be up, up. I want you to understand, like, let me sidebar. The timestamp is 4:20 a.m. So mama literally is sending this as it's happening.
She said, you know what? I'm going to do it now while I'm thinking about it. Like, she had to let this out.
I have to pee, but if I get up, I'll be up, up. Right. I had to work at 6 a.m. and now it's 3. I was going to try and sleep for a second because you just got the car to start. But instead of shutting the fuck up now, you have slammed 17 car doors on a 4-door car. I just want you to know that I hate you. I hope the city does their job and finds you so much that you have to move. I hope that dog that keeps running finally gets away and finds a better family. I hope the next time you color your hair, you get permanent eye damage. I didn't even know that could happen. Fuck you. Sorry for grammar pregnancy brain is real. Oh, sorry for my grammar pregnancy brain is real. I mean, you're right. Grammar was mostly fine. She said, FYI, I live where George Floyd was killed, so police take their time for serious crimes. There's no way they would come for an innocent brain. Thank you,
I wasn't even going to suggest you call him, girl. I wasn't even going to suggest you call them. I feel for you. That's all I can say about that. Woo, because loud neighbors, when you are just trying to sleep because you have to be at work in 3 hours. Oh, my God. The absolute worst.
What are you doing?
What are you doing? It's the drugs. What she said, did she say he was on meth? Because, yeah, it sounds like meth. Why would you do this in the middle of the fucking night?
Who it's the 3 a.m. fuck do you think you are?
With an ice cream truck, my nigga. My nigga, we are asleep. Oh, no.
Are you fucking stupid?
I'm so sorry.
Who does that?
Mm-mm. And she pregnant too? Oh, no.
Who the fuck are you, Fred Sanford and son? I don't...
I'm over here trying to grow somebody's toenails and y'all won't let me rest. Like, I'm over here making a whole nother nigga, and I just need to rest.
Can I just baste this fucking bitch? can I just season this nigga, please, in peace, in heavenly peace?
Oh, because it's what you deserve.
Who the fuck do you think you are? What are you doing? It has to be meth. Who the fuck is laughing and revving up a fucking 1990 Land Rover at 1:30 in the fucking morning until 3 a.m. and then slamming doors?
Hell no.
Yeah, I wouldn't have confronted him either because that bitch is clearly a serial killer.
Right. And God only knows what he would have done. So you were, it's probably safest for you to just pick up your phone and send us a very angry email, girl. I really empathize because the way I would have an attitude, and I ain't never even been pregnant, I just can't even. Y'all be on a whole nother level of tired. She said first trimester too. Oh, yeah. So they really beating your ass. That baby really beating your ass. Girl, I pray for you, sis.
The way that I would be lining up a fucking scope.
Yeah, you're going to hell or jail. Hell or jail. Pick one. Because I am not going to be able to tolerate this.
Like, I'm going
patience now.
Full on Oren Ishii, cat suit, sniper rifle. First, I'm blasting out the tires. And then I'm going for your two front teeth. Because you don't seem to understand, bitch, that I am over here with tender breasts.
Right.
A sore back. Mm-hmm. Constant sickness.
Oh, yeah. Vomiting every day.
And that's the tip of the fucking pregnancy iceberg. It only gets weirder from there. I'm not going to dedicate another fucking hour to how weird and strenuous. My homegirl that just had her baby, she just had a baby girl like a couple weeks ago. And she posted on her IG, hey Nina, she posted on her IG like maybe last week, like postpartum. It was like a little caption on her IG story about, you know, the postpartum experience. And talks about just from having to ice the breasts to like the she went down all of the, I wish I should have screenshot it. She went down all of the, like the physical shit that was going on. Oh, stitches getting caught and stuff and almost ripping, like from the C-section, like the titties hurting, the back hurting, the head hurting, still vomit sometimes. Like all of these weird symptoms, like you already brought the nigga in the world. What else does your body want from you? What else? What else do you, what? Yeah, you're like still in pain. You still hurt.
Getting stories. Yep.
Like what? Ridiculous. And then like after going through all of that, and then she's like, "This is neither. I didn't even get into like the mental side of it or whatever. Like all of the emotional tolls that postpartum takes on you and stuff like that." And then she's like, "But it's all worth it when you look at those beautiful brown eyes and they recognize you as their mommy and all this other stuff." And I'm like, is it, Nina? Is it? Is it? Because I'm sure this baby is great and it's beautiful and awesome and she's going to be the fucking president. But like, let's talk about all of the fucking terror that your body is going through right now. Who do we kill? Who can I rob for you?
All them hormones got
Who can I love. Rob for you?
Because this is egregious. You shouldn't have to go through all this.
It's like, and this is like a constant normal mother thing. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh yeah, I woke up today and one of my eyes was missing. And not sure where it would have gone. But with the one eye that I have left, this baby is a gift. And it's just like, well, I'll find the eye when I find it, I guess.
Oh, yeah. I've had more than one homegirl be like, they sent me home with some extra, extra, extra lard pads and I'm bleeding like I never have before. And I haven't put on a bra in weeks and I don't sleep. And this is the happiest I've ever been in my life. And I'm like, bitch, I had to wake up at 10:15 and had an attitude. So
one of the things I just remember, one of the things she put on there was like, haven't brushed or touched my hair in weeks because A, sore, and B, for what? It was something like, like, what's even the point?
For so what? Like, yes. That's why so many of the girls get braids or twists or something, because they not finna touch their hair for, I don't have time for that. I'm literally feeding a baby and my body is trying to adjust to the fact that we just brought a new nigga into the world. Like, I'll never be the same. I'll never be the same. Ooh, I don't know. I just, I tip my hat.
There's a time where women would just drop dead.
Yeah.
I mean, it still happens, obviously, still, unfortunately.
Right. Sad to say.
But like,
used to be a lot more common because that is just such a crazy process to go through.
How dare anybody?
Anybody.
Tell anybody that can carry gestate and birth babies what they should do with their
Niggas.
I'm done.
Yes.
I'm getting mad.
Okay. Well, that will wrap up. Because I just know as soon as I start talking, you're going to be like, and another thing.
Yep. I could do it right now. I'm not holding back.
That's going to wrap up this week's episode of The Read. Make sure you check us out at thisisthered.com and follow us on social media at thisistheread. You can find our merch at shoptheread.com. Any other news for you, friend, before we head out of here?
I have a game suggestion for my gaming friends.
Ooh, me. I finally turned Animal Crossing back on.
Oh, yeah. They've done a
lot of updates.
A lot.
I'm into it again.
So I've got two quick gaming suggestions. One of them is called Unpacking. Unpacking is...
Are you kidding?
Are you playing Unpacking?
No, but Mad Raz literally told me about it earlier, and I was like, are you serious? And he was like, it's amazing. And I was just like, if you like it, Matt, but I can't believe you playing it too. Wow.
I'm almost done. It's really good. And all you do is unpack. Like,
that's what he said.
It's like, all you're doing.
Explain to the people this game, because it's crazy.
You're going through an unseen, unheard character's life from somewhere in the 90s, I think, up until, I think, sometime today. And it's just different homes that they move into, and all you have to do is just unpack their boxes and put everything away in like proper places. And you have some things that have to go in a specific room, some things might have to go in a specific place, but for the most part you're kind of left to just put things where you want to put them. And yeah, once you're done with each place, it gives you a little quick like sped up view of everything, and it's really cute. And by unpacking things in each home, you kind of bit by bit learn about the character and their story
without ever
having to see them or interact with them.
Okay.
And it's really cute and fun and chill. Anyone can play it. It's very relaxing. And I like it a lot. And it's interesting because I hate unpacking in real life.
Right. That's what I was saying. I was like, I don't even like unpacking in real life, Matt. I don't want to play this game. But he didn't say the part about, you know, learning a bit by the person that whose home you're unpacking as you play it. So now I'm seeing the appeal to it.
Yeah, because it's like you're going from them, like when they're a kid to when they start dating.
Oh, that sounds fun. All right.
And the other game is called Grow Song of the Evertree, and it is basically another sort of life management sim, a lot like Animal Crossing, but with more like magic and animal friends. Okay. And yeah, you build worlds in a big magic tree, and you tend to the worlds and gather materials and crops, make friends, give them jobs, build a town. All of the above. Create your own character and stuff, and it's fun and whimsical, and it makes me think of Animal Crossing with being something new that's not Animal Crossing. Because I also dived back into Animal Crossing and was like, okay, all of these updates, this is great. I'm a little overwhelmed, but also I finished this. My island is 5 stars. I don't know how much more I want to change to it.
Yeah, I need something me too. But I like feeling that getting... I like getting all the accomplishments too.
Yeah.
Like I like getting all the little rewards and stuff. That's why I went for 100% completion on Breath of the Wild, because I am that kind of ridiculous.
Because you're a real gamer.
Oh, yes, that's right. I'm a real gamer. Yeah. So what is this called? Grow the Who?
Grow Song of the Evertree. It is available on PlayStation, Nintendo, Xbox, and Microsoft Windows. Unpacking is available I'm playing it on the Switch, but I think it's available on Steam and Xbox and Mac as well, and Windows.
I was going to say, it's on that whatever subscription thing you were talking about, because that's what Matt said. He was playing it.
Yeah, it's fun.
Which I think is a PlayStation thing. So
go enjoy, try them out, guys. Let me know what you think. I think that you will like them if you're someone that wants some chill, fun, colorful vibes that make you... forget about how trash the world is. Now we're all destined to turn into dust and fall into the sun.
Okay. Yep.
Love you.
Let's play these damn games. Take care of yourselves, and we'll see y'all next week.